ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 11 लॉर्ड कृष्णस एंट्रेंस इनटू द्वारका Text number 8. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. Oh, it is our good luck that we have come again under your protection by your presence. For your lordship rarely visits even the denizens of heaven. Now it is possible for us to look into your smiling face, which is full of affectionate glances. We can now see your transcendental form, full of all auspiciousness. Purport. The Lord in His eternal personal form can be seen only by the pure devotees. The Lord is never impersonal, but He is the Supreme Absolute Personality of Godhead, possible to be visited by devotional service face to face, which is impossible to be done even by the denizens of higher planets. When Brahmaji and other demigods want to consult Lord Vishnu, the plenary portion of Lord Krishna, they have to wait on the shore of the ocean of milk, where Lord Vishnu is lying on white land, Swetadweep. This ocean milk and the Swetadweep planet are the replica of Vaikuntha Loka within the universe. Neither Brahmaji nor the demigods like Indra can enter into this land of Swetadweep, but they can stand on the shore of the ocean of milk and transmit their message to Lord Vishnu, known as Shiradaka Shai Vishnu. Therefore, the Lord is rarely seen by them. But the inhabitants of Dwarka, because of their being pure devotees, without any tinge of material contamination, fruit of activities, and empirical philosophical speculation, can see Him face to face by the grace of the Lord. This is the original state of the living entities, and can be obtained by reviving our natural and constitutional state of life, which is discovered by devotional service only. Aho sanata bhavatas mayadvayam trivishtapanam avidura darshanam premasmitas nigda nirikshanananam pashyema rupam tavasarva sovagam. Oh, it is our good luck that we have come again under your protection by your presence, for your lordship rarely visits even the denizens of heaven. Now it is possible for us to look into your smiling face, which is full of affectionate glances. We can now see your transcendental form full of all auspiciousness. Maung Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasadai Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasatun Deve Gauravani Bajarne Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paskadya De Siddharna. So in this regard, there is a series of verses in Bhagavad Gita in the 11th chapter where Krishna is revealing his different forms to Arjuna. So we take a long time to go to the whole 11th chapter. So starting with verse 47, Krishna says, Maya prasenena tvarjanedam rupam param darshitam atma yogat tejo mayam vishvam ananta adyam yan metvayanena nidrishta purvam. So Krishna says happily, Prasena, by my Maya Prasenaina Tavarjanaina, to you Arjuna, Maya Prasenaina Tavarjanaina, Rupam Paramam Darshitam Atma Yoga, by my internal potency I am revealing this universal form of mine. Tehi Jo Mayam, it is full of effulgence. Vishvam, this universe, Ananta, unlimited, Adyam, original, Yane Twaranyena Kuru Pravira. Therefore, no one before you has ever seen this primeval form, Krishna says. So, then he says, Na Veda Jagna Dhyanar Na Tapa Na Dhanar Na Pa Na Na Tapa Na Veda Dana Na Vena Dana Dhyanar Na Dhanar Na De Naveda jagna dayanara na jagnaya danaya na chakriya virna papo vir ugrai evam rupa sakhi maham riloke drastun thorayena kuru pravira. So not by Naveda, not by studying the Vedas, or jaga, or by performing sacrifices, jayanar, or by studying Naveda jagna dhyanar nata danar, or by giving away charity, nacha kriyabhira, or by pious activities, nacha kriyabhira, na tapa ugrayar, tapobhir ugrayar, or by very severe austerities. Evam rupa sakyam aham riloke. It is not in these different ways that you can see my universal form. Drashtun twarayena kuru pravira. In other words, generally by different types of Vedic activities, which are quite elevated, studying the Vedas, or by performing different types of sacrifice, or by studying, or by giving away in charity, or by performing pious activities or great austerities. Even by these methods, one cannot even see Krishna's universal form. So, mate vyatama chavimudu bhavo necha kriyabhira necha kriyabhira drishtum rupam drishva rupam goram idrima medam vyapetvi prita manak punastvam tad eva may rupam idam prapashya, that your mind has been disturbed by seeing this horrible feature of mine, so now let it be peaceful, and with a peaceful mind you can now see this form you desire. And then it says Sanjaya Vacha ityarjvam vasudevas tatogva Swakam rupam darshanam atma bhuya ashvashyam asitribitam enam budva punak somya vapura mahatma. Then Krishna displayed his forearm form to Arjuna, and then finally he displayed his two-arm, very beautiful form, to Arjuna. And Arjuna says, Arjuna vacha, drishva drishvedam manusha rupam tava somya jardana idami asmi samridak sucheta prakritim gataha. This form which you are showing me, seeing thus Krishna in his original form, he said, "Oh Arjuna, this human-like form was so very beautiful. I am now composed of mind and restored to my original nature." Shri Bhagavan Vacha, sudurda shamidam rupam drishtavan asiyan mama deva apyasi rupasya nityam darshanam kankshina. This form which you are seeing with your transcendental eyes, it's very difficult to behold. Even the demigods are ever so anxious to see this form of mine. In other words, it is not so easy to see Krishna's form. There's a class of persons called the Prakriti Sahajas. Actually, there's 13 major Upasampradayas, but generally the most famous are the called the Prakriti Sahajas. But there's also the Atavadis, the Garanganagaris, the Sakibekis, the Smartas, and many others, all varieties of deviant philosophies. But the Prakriti Sahajis, especially, they've invented this idea of what's called Siddha Pranali. We've all heard of the Siddha Pranali. What is Siddha Pranali? What's that? Oh, that's the Siddha Deha. What is Siddha Pranali?
The Guru gives you merely the extent of his
work. Yeah, actually, by Siddha Pranali, you're given Ekadasa Bhav, 11 different emotional feelings, understandings of who you are, your rupa, your form, your nam, your name, your yuti, your group, your veshu, your dress. All these things are given to you. Your service, your particular mood of a protected dasi, etc. So this is given, but, and this is also mentioned in the Chaitanya, in the one of Krishnadas Kaviraj's Goswami's books, that this is Siddha Pranali is mentioned there. It's also, if we read Harinam Chintamani, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura has also mentioned Siddha Pranali. But the Siddha Pranali of the Prakriti Sahaja is different. How is it different? Because they, first of all, their understanding of who the jiva is, they have their own understanding. They think that the guru, he gives you your relationship with Krishna. They have their own understanding of Krishna, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema, Sadhu Kavinoy, Shravanadi, Shuddha Chite, Koraye Udoy. You know this verse? Nitya Siddha. What does Nitya Siddha mean? Yeah, Nitya Siddha actually means eternally perfect. Krishna Prema. So love for Krishna, the living entity is eternally perfect, and love for Krishna is naturally there. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sada Kavanoi. And by the practice of devotional service, Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karaye Udai, beginning with hearing about Krishna and then progressing to chanting and remembering Krishna, then actually that relationship with Krishna awakens. But the Prakriti Sahajiyas, they generally have this idea that the guru, he gives you Siddha Pranali, and this way he gives you a relationship with Krishna. Of course, this is completely bogus. At least we can understand from our philosophy that this is not what happens. For instance, Uddhava, a great devotee of Krishna, he wanted to become a blade of grass in Vrindavan so that the gopis could step on him. So Uddhava, who had personal contact with Krishna, such an intimate devotee of Krishna, still he was aspiring to become a blade of grass in Vrindavan. So we can understand, we can try and understand what an exalted position a blade of grass in Vrindavan is. It's not an ordinary position. That, nor should we think that Uddhava, like ourselves sometimes, he was simply making some false pretense of humility. If Krishna would have said, now you become a blade of grass in Vrindavan, it's not that Uddhava would have cried out, no, no, not that, not a blade of grass. What did I do? No! Don't step on me! No, he was actually serious. Uddhava, who is such a personalist, close personal associate of Krishna, he wanted to become a blade of grass in Vrindavan, so we could try to imagine what an exalted position even a blade of grass in Vrindavan is. Of course, we should understand that a blade of grass in Vrindavan is not like a blade of grass in our front lawn. The trees, the flowers, the living entities there, they're all fully conscious. They're all equally conscious that a blade of grass can also sing and walk and talk and take prasad. But it's taking that particular form to serve Krishna in a particular mood. So that same Uddhava, he associated with the gopis, but he didn't become a gopi after associating with them. It wasn't that by certain association with a certain person, our rasa changes. Uddhava was the same person before and afterwards. Similarly, we find in the Brihadbhagavatamrita that Gop Kumara, he chanted a mantra that his guru gave him. And then finally, after some time, he went up to the higher planets, and then finally to Vaikuntha. And he had a direct association with Lord Narayan and his associates, and Narada Muni, but we never find Gop Kumara becoming in the same mood that they had. His original mood as a Sakya, as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan, always was maintained, no matter where he was or what mantra he was given. So we can understand Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhu Kavayoy Noi Shavanadi Shudachite Koraye Udai, that the living entity has an eternal relationship with Krishna, which is now dormant within his heart. But there's a process by which it's awakened. That process has been explained in many different ways. For instance, Rupa Goswami has said, Rupa Goswami, Adau, Shraddha, Tata, Sadhu Sangha, Tyabhajna Kriya, Anarta Nariti Syat, Tito, Nishta, Ruchis, Tata, Ata, Shaktis, Tito, Bhavas, Tata, Prema, Vyadun Shati, Sada Kanam, Ayam, Prema, Pradur Bhavet, Bhavet Krama, Pradur Bhave, Bhavet Krama. That the beginning is faith or Shraddha, and that in the association of devotees, the Shraddha further progresses so that one practices Bhajana Kriya. But the Prakriti Sahajiyas, they want us to believe that even at the stage of Bhajana Kriya, one can begin to meditate upon this Ekadasa Bhav. One can immediately begin to imagine himself to be in some particular relationship with Krishna in Vrindavan, as if it was so cheap that just by imagination you can enter into Vrindavan. And sometimes they imagine that Krishna has come before them and that now he's dancing and playing his flute, and this way he's helping me develop my devotional service to him. That so Krishna is so cheap that you simply call him and he comes with his flute. Play the fifth note. I always wanted to hear that. Play a little jazz now. Let's. I always wanted to hear transcendental jazz. Let's hear what it sounds like. So they imagine like this, that they can call Krishna and he comes with his flute and comes dancing before one. But this is all imagination. Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji, one time one elderly gentleman decided to imitate him. So he as Gaurakishore Das Babaji was living in a bhajan kutira, chanting the holy names and living very austerely. So this man also came and went through the same type of tapasya and was chanting the holy names. So Gaurakishore Das Babaji, he remarked that this is called imitation. Just like if a woman goes into a maternity ward and starts making all the sounds of being pregnant and giving birth to a child, if she's not actually pregnant, it doesn't mean that the child will come, just by imitating, making all the sounds. Similarly, by imitating the Siddha Purushas, those who have actually gone through the different stages of Anarta Nivritti, Nishta, Ruchi, Asaktis, and finally Bhava, in which one's Siddha Deha is revealed, instead of, if one tries to imitate such Siddha Purushas, eternally perfected beings, just by making an appearance, an imitation, then that doesn't mean that the actual result will be there. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has compared devotional service to a creeper, Bhakti Lata, Brahmande Brahmate Kon Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bish. He said that devotional service, after wandering throughout the whole universe, the Brahmanda, or many Brahmandas, Brahmande, Bhagavan, Kon, one who is Bhagavan, Brahmande, Brahmate, Brahmate means to wander, Kon, Bhagavan, Jeev, a very fortunate living entity, Guru Krishna, he gets the association of Guru and Krishna, Prasade Pai, and by their mercy, Bhakti Lata Bish. He gets the creeper of devotional service. So the question is, what is that creeper of devotional service? Sometimes we think the creeper is to go up to the guru and start waving your hand. He waves his hands and the flame shoots out. The creeper enters into our heart and suddenly, as if by magic, a new car manifests itself. a fairy comes from, apsara comes from the heavenly planets and bows down before us, and all kinds of wealth rains down. In this way, the creeper manifests within our heart. But the question is, what is this bhakti lata? Real bhakti lata means the instructions by which one becomes elevated in devotional service. As I told the story before, one time Prabhupada was on a train and some Indian gentleman wanted to come to get some ashavad. Ashavad means the benedictions. Ashiravad. So they try to get into the car where Prabhupada was, but his disciples wouldn't let them. But they caught Prabhupada's eye, and according to the etiquette, if you catch someone's eye, he can't refuse to see you. So they caught his eye, and he said, "Yes, come in, I'll speak to you." So he said, Swamiji, they said, "We simply want your blessings." So generally the sadhus, they wave their hand, or the blessings are received, and people go away satisfied. The Prabhupada said, "What are those blessings you want?" So they were a little surprised, but since the sadhu had asked, they revealed that, "I have a wart on a foot, I can't get rid of it." Another said, "Well, my daughter can't get married, you know, I need some money for my daughter's wedding." Another said, I sprained my ankle. So Prabhupada said, he pointed to his sannyas disciples, to the saffron color, and he said, "This is my blessings." So they looked at Prabhupada and they said, "Swamiji, I think it's a little late. I think we'll have to come back later for your blessings." So they bowed down and left. Keep your blessings. So real ashiravad means to follow the instructions, jnana and vairagya, to get real knowledge and real detachment, to come to the platform of spiritual consciousness. But so this is the bhakti lata, and that bhakti lata grows, and it goes through the different layers in the material elements. In other words, goes through ignorance, passion, and goodness up to the heavenly planets, and pierces the viraja, the coverings of the universe, goes through the viraja, through Brahman, and up to Vaikuntha, past Vaikuntha to Goloka Vrindavan, where it takes refuge at the lotus feet of Krishna and sprouts fruits and flowers. And the process is described as hearing and chanting about Krishna. Not that the creeper is given and suddenly it's at the lotus feet of Krishna. There's viraja, there's Brahman, there's the layers of the universe, there's the material elements. Therefore, devotional service by our acharyas is described elaborately through the different stages of development. Rupa Goswami, he's the acharya, or Sanatana Goswami, he's our acharya for Sambandha Gyan. As I go for Sambandha Gyan, I know it has to start. I'm lame and I'm ill-advised. So lame is Manda, Samanda Mati, no, let's see. Madana Mohana, no. Does anyone know that verse? Divya Vrindarana Kalpa Jumadadhan. Yeah. So that do we have a songbook here? It's in the Divya Vrindavan. Anyhow, that the first one is taking shelter in Madan Mohan. Taking shelter in Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan, the attractor of Cupid. So Sambandha Gyan means Gyan and Vairagya. Gyan, that we're not this body. And Vairagya, detachment from all kinds of sense enjoyment. So one who tries to jump up to the platform of liberation from the material contaminated state without going through the progressive stages, it is not possible. It is actually equating prema with calm. In the state of calm, when one is afflicted by calm, trying to imagine that one has obtained prema is trying to equate gold and iron as being the same thing. Therefore, we find the Prakriti Sahajiyas, sometimes they dress up as Saki Bakis. That is, they dress up as gopis. So they put nose rings in their noses, and they put on saris, and sometimes they imitate gopis. But it's not that now Krishna has seen, oh, there is gopi, I've become very attracted. Let me go down and play the flute for her. So this is just another type of imitation, and one cannot expect a very good result. Instead, actually, one can by such meditation, one is sure to get another body, that of a lady, in one's next lifetime. By such a meditation, but one will not get a transcendental spiritual siddhadeha body in the spiritual world. Therefore, it is said that, first of all, one has to learn the Sambandha Gyan, and the proof of Sambandha Gyan is that one becomes detached from all kinds of material desires. Then, Divya Rendaranya Kalpa Drumada Srimad Ratnagara Singha Sanastau Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prestali Bi Sevyamane Smarami. Our Acharya for Abhideya, or practical service, is Rupa Goswami. So how, after understanding more and more thoroughly one's relation with Krishna, then one is able to more and more consistently and more and more attentively engage in Krishna service under the instructions of Rupa Goswami, who has given us books such as the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Nectar of Instruction. Then, the Aracharya for Prayojana, Srimad Rasa Rasarambi Vangsi Vata Tatarasti Daha Karshan Venu Sunera Gopair Gopinatha Shriye Sunaha is Raghunath Das Goswami. So he's shown us the transcendental activities when one is engaged on the transcendental platform. But this is a farce to simply jump up to this transcendental platform when one is still conditioned in life. Therefore, our acharyas have spent most of their time trying to clear away our anarthas, such as pratishta, kanka, kamini. Kankana means wealth, kamini means attraction to sense gratification, pratishta, false prestige. So, this jiva hingsa, this pratishta, puja, lava, kutinati, and there's one more. That all these anarthas, they have to be cleared away before there's any possibility of getting any experience of what transcendental life actually is. What to speak of being steadily engaged in practical devotional service. But those who are, there's different varieties of these 13 apasampadayas, and there's different ones also, and they have their different combinations and permutations of false conceptions, all based upon jumping up to the highest platform from the lowest, without going through the progressive stages, without going through the tapasya, the austerity that's necessary to reach transcendence. They want to get there by some easy method. That's what siddha pranali is. But there is a siddha pranali that when the disciple actually comes to the bhava platform through the progressive stages, then the guru will give him some idea about his relationship with Krishna, and that way on the transcendental platform he can cultivate it. That comes automatically. Prabhupada has even given us the example that when one comes to the platform of Sarup City, when one has reached the perfection of Smaranavasta, then at that time one of the Krishna's eternal associates will take one and train one up on the spiritual platform. But unless one is on the spiritual platform, then how can one expect to be trained up by one of Krishna's personal associates? So there's such a thing as siddha pranali after one has chanted Hare Krishna without offense and come to the perfect platform of complete absorption in Krishna consciousness. So when we hear the residents of Dwarka experiencing, realizing their relationship with Krishna, we should not take it as something very easy, that one day maybe Krishna will come riding in his chariot to Radha Desh and we can all see him then. It is not so easy to see Krishna. It is not so cheap. One has to become qualified that these residents of Dwarka have come to this position after Krita Punja Punja, after many, many lifetimes of pious activities, namely practicing devotional service. They have not come there simply by some fruit of activities, by some pious activities. Krishna Prema. I forgot that one. Krishna Prema. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema. How does that go? The definition of devotional service? That's the definition of faith. That's another verse where it explains that Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavi Tamati Kriyatam Kutopi Labhyate Kriyatam Kutopi Labhyate Tatra Loyam Vulyam Ekalam Janma Koti Sukritarna Labhyate. That this Krishna consciousness means to be absorbed in the mellows of loving Krishna. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavi Tamati. When the consciousness is absorbed in rasa. Rasa is at the stage of ruchi, asakti, bhava, progressively experiencing rasa. Then kriyatam kutopi labhyate, tatra loyam mulyanam ekalam. One has to be sincere in order to come to this platform. Janma koti sukritarna labhyate. It cannot be obtained by studying the Vedas or by performing sacrifice or by giving austere penances or by pious activities. It can only be obtained by sincere devotional service, practice under the proper guidance, and coming to the progressive different stages of devotional service. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
My friend last night said, how can Eva very exalted goal for us and also determined, and I was actually not following.
Well, we're not supposed to stay the most fallen. The idea is that if we follow the process, it gradually will become elevated. We're having some difficulties because we're fallen. When you're fallen, you're having difficulty. Being fallen means difficult. So we can expect difficulty, but Krishna says, Yad taragre vishamiva parinami ritopamam. Tatsukam satyukam proktam atma buddhi prasadajam. That which in the beginning may be bitter like poison, but at the end is just like nectar, and which awakens one to self-realization, is said to be happiness in the mode of goodness. So if our difficulty is coming from trying to follow the process, although we may be unsuccessful, that's alright, because gradually Krishna will help us. It's not that the difficulties are necessarily insurmountable by ourselves, we won't be able to do very much. But if we pray for the help of Krishna, he can help us to pass those difficulties. The example is given that one bird laid her eggs by the shore of the ocean, and the ocean came to take the eggs away. So the little bird demanded the ocean give back the eggs. So the ocean laughed at the bird's proposal, and the bird started to try to dry up the ocean with its beak by taking water a little bit at a time. In other words, the bird told the ocean, if you don't give my eggs back, I'm going to dry you up. So the birds start to try to dry up the ocean by taking water out of the ocean a little bit at a time with its beak. So everyone laughed at the little bird for her impossible proposal. But when Garuda heard about the plight of the little bird, then Garuda came and said, "All right, my dear ocean, if you don't give the eggs back, I'm going to dry you up." So the ocean knew the power of Garuda and immediately gave the eggs back. So the idea is, Sanis Chayana Yukdavyo Yoga Niravina Chaitasa Sankalpa Pravankaramans Tyakta Sarvamasheshitaha Manaksavendriya Gramam Vinayanya Samantata. One should engage oneself in the practice of devotional service with undeviating determination and faith. One should try to control the senses on all sides by the mind and thus remain in the platform of Krishna consciousness. So the Prabhupada says, if we practice with determination and faith, then God will help those who help themselves. Or as one priest said, that we should practice God consciousness as with the idea that everything, we should act as if everything depends upon us, and we should pray as if everything depended upon Krishna. So with those two things, then Krishna will help. Yes.
When during chanting we try to remember Krishna from stories from Bhagavatam or from pictures we see, can we compare that with Sahaja because it's also mentioned in the composition?
Yeah, sure. We can't divorce Krishna. It's artificial, nor will it work. And even if we do, even if we are able to remember Krishna, it's doubtful of being in the right mood. Kamsa was able to remember Krishna constantly, but his remembrance of Krishna was not in a very devotional mood in order to get the goal that we're looking for. Therefore, we should chant. Our acharyas have stressed kirtan above smaranam. That in this age it is said, kalo doshe nide rajan yastin yeka mahagunan kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sangha param vijat. In this age, kirtan is stressed, that although the age is an ocean of fall, still, if we engage in kirtan very nicely, chanting the holy names, then all the good qualities, all the auspiciousness of Krishna consciousness will come to us. So we're trying to approach Krishna through the process of kirtan. So if we do kirtan nicely, we learn by hearing nicely, and then learn how to do kirtan nicely, then smaranam will naturally follow. Yes?
So when you're making comments, is the soul in flower, is it already higher than earth, or do they become after they serve the Lord in a higher
Well, somehow, I don't know, if the soul is still in the flower, which I doubt, then they get a higher birth afterwards. They become, instead of a carnation, they become a marigold or something. Maybe a gardenia. No, Krishna, he arranges for it. I don't know if the soul is still in the flower when it's being offered to Krishna. In any case, the soul eventually gets benefited by association with Krishna, or at least by making some offering to Krishna. Krishna takes it all into account. Yeah.
But like how do you understand that Krishna says to Arjuna, no one before you has ever seen you struggling before? Krishna is always there, especially while so many people have seen.
Well, not his transcendental form, this universal form. So he never really showed this particular universal form to anyone before Arjuna. Although it's that he showed some universal forms to Duryodhana when he went to negotiate peace, but it wasn't this particular universal form. Anything else? Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande.